Sandy's in Lisburn. Morning, Sandy.
Stephen.
Go ahead, Sandy. 0845 955 678 if you're picking up the phone this morning. Go ahead, Sandy.
Stephen, it's just a wee point. When that occurrence happened and it was televised, the first thing I said that night was I said, oh, God, that's Jerry Kelly going to get done by the police. He was going to get charged. No, he never get charged. If that had been a 20-year-old boy or a teenager, he would have been done for obstructing the police in the performance of their duty. He would have given them a criminal record. Now, then it drifts on and it drifts on, and he ends up getting a reprimand. Now, if Jerry Kelly felt that he was wronged or he was going to get knocked down by the police or they refused to stop, why didn't he take the civil action before he got the reprimand? Why? Same as anybody else, same as Joe Bloggs. He waited to see if the police were going to charge him. They didn't charge him, so he says, right, now I'll take them to court.
I wonder how much money.
That's wrong, Stephen.
I wonder how much money he would get if he wins this.
Well, it's not going to cost him anything, because either Sinn Féin will pay for it, but we pay for the police side of it.
Well, you'll also,
it doesn't make sense.
Well, you'll also all pay if he does win. You'll also all pay for it, because that would be money out of the taxpayers' coffers, wouldn't it?
Exactly, Stephen. But bringing it back to a kind of basic, why should a teenager, right, do the same thing as he did, obstructing the police in the performance of their duty, and get...
Well, he would deny that, wouldn't he? He would deny that.
Yes, I know. But then why would he then be given a reprimand, mm-hmm. right? If he didn't do something wrong. Do you understand? He didn't do anything wrong, he shouldn't get reprimanded. If he did something wrong, he gets a reprimand at least. So he gets reprimanded, so he shouldn't be able to take the people that give him a reprimand to court.
Have a listen to Mark and Oma here, Sandy. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, if that Land Rover had not moved off, it would have been absolutely no problem, and your programme wouldn't be taken up with this nonsense today.
If the Land Rover hadn't the what?
Moved off.
Well, it was really moving before he stepped in front of it, was it not?
Well, I'm not quite sure, but I understand Jerry Kelly was trying to do the best he could and the Land Rover moved off, and if it hadn't moved off, there would have been absolutely no problem, as I understand it.
Stephen, the Land Rover was moving. It had moved. Then Jerry decided to grab onto it. Now, what are we going to say? Are we going to say if somebody is in the middle of it, somebody decides to stop a Land Rover, that policeman has to stop? No. The police were performing their duty.
I think it would be a matter of dispute, and Jerry would probably say, it's just a pity Jerry isn't here to say it for himself.
Jerry
would probably say that the Land Rover was stationary, he stood in front of it, the Land Rover started to move. I actually don't know whether it was moving or not. What I do know is that if the police lose this case, it's costing people like you, Sandy, money, and Mark, you would support that, because presumably you would think that Jerry Kelly has a right to sue if he's been wronged. There's some people calling us here saying they can't believe what we're talking about here today. Yeah. Roberta and Ballygan. Morning, Roberta.
Good morning, Stephen.
Yes, Roberta.
Hello. No, I just don't agree with it at all. I think you're going to have the likes of loyalist protesters and all sorts of people going to do exactly the same thing. If you walk out in front of a car in the road, you can get done for jaywalking. So, I mean, what's the country coming to? I mean, you can't have people doing this all the time, because you're going to be costing thousands of pounds paying out money to the likes of him.
Well, don't forget that the police themselves disciplined one of their own officers over this.
Yes, which wasn't right, because he was only doing his job. I mean, look at the two soldiers that went in amongst all the Catholic people that got caught up before. How do they know that they're not going to be assaulted or attacked?
Well, that wasn't this. Now, that was nothing even remotely close to this case. There were police officers secure in a Land Rover. They were inside the Land Rover, and you saw the situation on TV. So I don't think we should draw that comparison.
These things come out, you know, you get
so what do you say to Jerry Kelly this morning?
Hello, Jerry.
No, what do you say to him?
What do I say to him?
Yeah.
I just think that that's a downright disgrace, what he's done. And I just don't see, you know, I mean, he's supposed to be setting an example. What a sort of an example is that he's going to be leading other people, protesters, to do? He's just going to encourage them to do things like that to get money. I mean, the country's, you know, things aren't good enough in the country. You know, there's an awful lot of people out of work and all the rest. for the putting the government under the stress of having to pay out people like him for doing the likes of that.
Well, you say people like him, an elected representative who is asking the court within this democracy to decide if he's entitled to compensation. Yeah.
Well, I don't agree with it at all. I just don't think it's right.
Roberta, thank you. Let's just remind ourselves of some of how this incident unfolded. Dave and Niall McGee. Morning, Dave.
Morning, Dave.
Go ahead, Dave.
I was just wondering, a lot of it seems to be overpassed, but there was a guy trying to beat the side of the Land Rover very, very hard. What was he trying to do?
I wonder, was he done?
Yeah, you hear the thumping going on and you see him in the TV pictures where he's there and he's trying to get into the policeman.
Yeah. That's a fair point. Would Gerry Kelly support that punter? That punter being brought through the courts? He was banging with his fists on the side of the Land Rover. I remember that. Would Gerry Kelly support that?
That's what I was wondering too. Did the police stand against him?
I wonder where this money goes if Gerry wins. I wonder, does it go into his pocket? Does it go into back into the Sinn Féin party machine? I wonder where it goes. John and Coleraine. Morning, John.
Stephen.
Yes, John.
Any money that Gerry Kelly gets or them boys should get, they should give it to the Royal Hospital and try and sort that out. When you look at last night at the Halley call on emergency staff and everything, and they're closing down all accident emergency everywhere. They're trying to close down Coleraine, they've closed down Mid Ulster, they've closed down the city. What are they doing? Absolutely nothing.